Hello again. Yes, Theme from a Summer Place introduces the second of my sequel programmes in this short series of Malta Memories. With Samuel at the studio controls, I'm Mike Roberts with just 7 weekly editions that, as I explained last week, sets out to paint the picture of how my other 3 longer series covering the years 64 to 1989 of research memories all came about. And I'm travelling my journey through 1960 to 1963 on this occasion via my personal memories of Malta in those days, linked to the popular music of that period. In the first programme of this sequel, you'll recall I moved well into 1960 and the Malta summer, which provided those constant blue skies I spoke about. So that summer was inevitably moving now to the still very sunny early autumn. And among my many memories of that first summer was that if you spotted any tourists in Valletta or indeed anywhere else on the island, first, they were a rare sight, and second, everyone recognised them as tourists and heads turned with curiosity. How times have changed. Work in the studios was as rewarding as ever, and the music went round and round, quite literally, because this was the time when the recordings were all on vinyl discs, either 45s or long play. And before 1960 came to a close, a young man named Ricky Valance had a big but rather sad-sounding hit on one of those 45s. Though it was his only hit, you can still hear it played occasionally today. It was, of course, Tell Laura I Love Her.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, "Tell Laura I love her, tell Laura I need her, tell Laura I may be late, I've something to do that cannot wait." He drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. From the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say,
"Tell Laura I love her, tell Laura I need her, tell Laura not to cry, my love for her will never die." Now in the chapel we'll blow a praise for a Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel she can hear him cry,
"Tell Laura I love her, tell Laura I need her, tell Laura not to cry, my love for her will never die. Tell
Ricky Valance and Tell Laura I Love Her. With my part-time broadcasting duties now occupying much of my leisure time, I was using the remainder to discover the Maltese Islands and to enjoy what they offered. So I don't feel I'm stating the obvious, therefore, particularly to those who know, when I say that its amazing history, its striking architecture, its wealth of treasures, and all that I learned and discovered about all of this in my short 4 years, 1960 to 1963, left me with memories of Malta that will remain with me for the rest of my life. Indeed, the very inspiration for this short sequel of programmes. All this discovery will, I'm sure, give me more memories to share with you, as you join me regularly, I hope, as I indulge in a nostalgic look back. And looking back musically, my varied taste in music was developing, and I discovered, as many others did, André Previn, who is probably known to most classical music lovers as the one-time conductor of the London Philharmonic. But for me in the early 60s, a superb jazz pianist. Here from his wonderful album, Like Love, on which he had roles as pianist, arranger, conductor and composer, at the keyboard himself for I Love a Piano. André Previn and I Love a Piano. The months were passing and I was growing to know Malta even more intimately, and the memory material was mounting. I was promoted to presenting For You at Home, a request programme over the Maltese domestic network Rediffusion Malta, located at Guardamangia. And I met such personalities as the late Charles Arrigo, a very respected Maltese broadcaster, and Victor Aquilina, who brought pop to the Malta airwaves in those early years of the 1960s. I was to learn in later years that he was one of many migrants to seek a new life in Australia. And there you have just two more of my Malta memories. In fact, I was reminded of more of those Malta memories when I recently took a nostalgic walkabout around places I remembered in Valletta, and more particularly its suburb of Floriana. You'll remember from my first programme that the studio in which I worked in the 60s was located in Floriana at St. Francis Ravelin, so I used Floriana to satisfy personal needs. As I walked, I looked for the tailor I used in Granary Square. Alas, no more. The hairdresser in Santa Ana Street and the cafe for my tea and cheesecake after a recording session in the studio. Alas, both have gone. And Chez Vency, the restaurant where I ate many a hearty meal, has long since disappeared. Santa Ana Street doesn't seem quite the same to me without them. but the musical memories are still there, alive on disc. In 1961, the UK's number three hit was from the film The Young Ones, and I was one of them then. Cliff Richard, and When the Girl in Your Arms is the Girl in Your Heart.
When the girl in your arms is the girl in your heart, then you've got everything. When you're holding the dream you've been dreaming you'd hold, you're as rich as a king. So hold her tight and never let her go. Let her know you love her so. With the love of your life, spend a lifetime of love. Make her yours forevermore.
Cliff Richard, Sir Cliff today, probably one of the UK's most prolific and talented recording artists. One of the most pleasurable recollections I have of my near 4 years in Malta was that I was asked and accepted on three occasions to be the best man at the wedding of three of my working colleagues to Maltese girls. And the memories are hugely mixed. There was the solemnity, though joyous, of the ceremony itself, the memory of the beauty of each church in the home village of the bride, the coolness within as we men loosened our ties on a hot summer day, because each one was a summer wedding, and the celebrations of family and friends that followed seemed to go on well into the early hours. I realized that a Maltese wedding was indeed an occasion to remember. Like the musical memory of the time. Born in the late 50s, but surviving well into the early 60s, every music program during my period on the island seemed to have a Ray Conniff recording included in it. And we're no exception now. Here's one of his classics from the album Swonderful, the title track itself.
Thank you.
The orchestra and chorus of Ray Conniff and Swonderful. The Valletta Carnival came every year to herald spring. I remember viewing my first carnival at the Auberge de Castille. What fun that was for all involved. With my newly acquired cine camera, I recorded the elaborate floats and their occupants enjoying the days of celebration and, I imagine, holiday. The line wound its way up from Floriana and finally disappeared down what was then Kingsway, but is today Republic Street. And as I view that cine today on my much more sophisticated DVD, I ask, who is that smiling 3- or 4-year-old Maltese lad, dressed so colourfully, there with his proud mum and dad, who kept putting his laughing face in front of my lens? He's 52 now, I'd guess. I wonder who and where he is today. So, while I reflect on that, let's listen to the Shirelles with their 1961 reissue success, dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
The Shirelles with their second million seller. I'd like you to allow me now to indulge myself with a recording I can vividly recall playing in the programmes I would produce and present during my time with FBS. So I can quite honestly claim it to be one of my personal memories of my time in Malta. Indeed, I'll go further and say that this lady became one of my favourites from then on. It is a recording from 1961 with Billy May and his orchestra, and features the incomparable Ella Fitzgerald.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And when that elevator starts to thrive, and down and down I go, round, round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame with such a burning desire. that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin. I'm loving the spin I'm in under that old black magic of love. Loving the spin I'm in, I'm under that black magic called love. Under that black magic called love. Under that black magic called love. Got me spinning and spinning and spinning around like an elevator going down in that old.
Wonderful. Ella Fitzgerald with the Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer composition, That Old Black Magic. Well, folks, our time together sharing my 60s Malta memories with you now is really moving all too quickly to its close. But I'll be back soon for the third in this short 7-part sequel series. In the meantime, contact details if you need them direct to me by email, mikeroberts@firenet.ws. or via the website contact facility. And this programme will be joining the others and available on webcasts within the week. Samuel joins me in wishing you all good listening, but before I go, let me leave you with one more recording. This one, more than any, is a memory of Malta in its own right. I don't know why, but whenever I hear it played, my mind is back again on this Mediterranean isle as I remembered it in the 60s. Danny Williams and the UK number one from 1961, Moon River.
There's such a lot of bend. My huckleberry friend, Moon River, and me.
From Danny Williams and me, Mike Roberts. Until the next time, goodbye.